Blog Talk Radio.
Besides, relationships are people that are just waiting for something better to come along.
Spoken like a cynic.
I'm not a cynic. I'm a realist.
Who are a realist masquerading as a cynic who is secretly an optimist.
Signing in, but we are here now, and I hope everybody's tuning in. I hope some of my people are calling in so we can get this show on the road. The topic is like a mixed topic tonight. We're talking about why we're fed up, why or can you truly, honestly love after being cheated on. I went online today, and I was trying to find some statistics and things. You know, it's so hard to find statistics on people who will remarry or have remarried. The last statistics that I found was from 2013. And what it was saying was, if you remarry with the person you were originally married to, it happens in the first 5 years. I think that's a long time to be separated from somebody and decide whether or not, let's try this again, you know. And I wonder, once they've tried it, if it really worked a second go around, or what was the reason for their separation to begin with? Was it cheating? Was it cheating that had them separated from the door? Also, statistics are saying that white women will remarry quicker than black women will. I wonder what that's about. That's strange to me. No, it's not, because we don't put up with a whole bunch of stuff, but we are nurturers. We got your back. But when enough is enough, is enough is enough. And that's where all we fed up comes in at. Nath, are you on the line?
Hello, Uli.
Hey, Nath.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, listen, I'm sorry, I was behind the scenes with a couple of your callers. You have a couple callers online, but one of them would like to hear. We have April online. She wanted to hear what the topic is. She was on hold, so she missed what the topic of the evening is. And
also
we have another call.
I also need you, Nath, to listen out for Johnny. As soon as he gets on the line, I need him in right away.
I got him right now.
Okay.
All right, so you want to repeat the topic, then we'll do the proper introduction.
Sure. Hey, listeners, our topic tonight is, can you truly, honestly love after being cheated on, and why women are so fed up? So we're going to do a combination of talk about that tonight.
Awesome. Well, without no further ado, you have John from Connecticut online, the brother of our host, Miss Uli. John, you there, brother?
Hey, John.
All right. Right here. How you doing,
Hey,
sis?
John. Hey, honey. This is one of my older brother's guys, and he is from Connecticut, and he is calling in today. I asked him to put a quick poem together about love. Let's see what he has for us.
I kind of misunderstood you a little bit, but okay. Just to make everything clear, I just wrote this poem really quick. It's called Hit and Run. But the thing is, me and my wife that I'm with now, we've been together for like 21 years, and we were separated for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, see, the thing is, after we got back together, which was 5 years ago, we learned to appreciate each other a lot more than what we did back then. So we know the do's and the don'ts and where we want to be at. But the poem
and
I wrote for you was
key.
Called Hit and Run, and I had to go back, way back to that feeling when I remember, like, you know, breaking up. And that's hard for, like, especially on females and females with children, because they have more than one head to feed. You know, it's like it's easy to step off, but if you ain't going to be a real man and take care of your seeds, then I don't have no love for you.
Right,
you feel
right,
me?
Absolutely.
But the poem I wrote is called Hit and Run, and this is from when you're sad and how you can get back up. And it goes like this. You said you was going to help me hold it down. I even thought it was really love that I found. But you've been kicking it somewhere else around town. You had me walking on air. You even helped me to face all my fears until the dark side became so clear. And now there's no need for you to be here. We had so much fun. I really thought you was the one. We had a home, a house, but you decided to go south. And how could you hurt me with those words that came out your mouth? I didn't realize you was that type of guy. Why did you do all those things on the side? And why did you tell so many lies and then try to hide? You could have been straight up. I would have backed you up. All you had to do was keep it real. But now I see you didn't give a damn how I feel. Our relationship wasn't based on sex. It was about trust. And now you want to leave me in the dust. We were supposed to love each other so much and have a love that no one else could touch. You didn't have to come. You wanted to do your hit and run, then go ahead and have your fun, because, yo, hon, I am so done. You don't want to be that person in my life. You don't want to be husband and wife. I actually have some news for you. God don't like ugly, and as long as I have God, my life is lovely. And since you prove that you're not the best, then you should know the rest. Keep it moving to the left, and that's it.
Oh, that was nice. I like that. Well,
yes,
that was so truth in all of it. There's so much truth in all of that, you know. But
after all of that,
you and Deb have finally decided that this is what you wanted between the two of you. But tell me, how hard has it been? Has it been hard?
In the beginning, a little bit. But it was like we really knew each other.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of like.
You think that's the key, knowing someone, really knowing them?
Exactly, and it's like we just fell right into that groove because we already knew each other,
right?
You know, so it was like we left the past in the past, and
that's
what
your key right there.
Was new.
That's your key right there. Leave your past in your past, and that's hard for people to do. Nash, you can bring another caller in. John, hold on for me. Let me bring another caller in. I love you, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, sis. I love you too.
All right, love you too, baby.
All right, once again, we have Miss April on the line with the Every Woman Talk Show. Hello, April. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Apple?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Apple. Apple is my sister, guys. You know, you got to have the support in the family. I appreciate the support in the family.
I love this home.
Yeah.
And to reiterate on relationships, in my opinion, what you said about how black women are and how when we're fed up, it's true. But also to reiterate the fact that trying it again, I'm very close to my daughter's dad now. We're like, we really understand each other. We talked about some of the things they've done. They still haven't wanted to acknowledge a lot of things that they've done. But
that's why you can't go back that way, because when they don't acknowledge it.
I couldn't see myself dealing with them.
Right.
But I love them, and we're friends. You know what I mean? and there are some people that I have had relationships with that I really, really cared about, but I couldn't see myself, no matter how much, really going through that all over again. Maybe.
But do you think? But do you think, with everything you've gone through with each of them, or in the relationships in your past, that the next person that came into your life, you were really able to truly, honestly give yourself in love?
Yeah,
that's what the question is.
No. And I don't have a problem with that, because I don't judge anybody based on what somebody else did.
Okay.
My thing is, you know, I've had so many men say, oh, you're only doing that because that's such bull crap. Because my thing is, if Johnny slept with Sue and you don't know Sue, you didn't sleep with Sue, so why should I, you know, but if you go sleep with Karen, I got a problem with you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So take responsibility for your own stuff. And
right.
The problem is that they try to make black women seem like we're so angry and
bitter and anger. Absolutely.
But they
absolutely
do their own dirt, and they don't want to blame it on stuff that somebody else has done. No.
Here's the thing you hear from the brothers our age now. I just don't want no drama. But you bring the drama.
Right.
The drama
didn't just come out of air. Honest.
Right.
You know, like, my thing is, you want a booty call, say you want a booty call.
There are a lot of women who do that.
Where's it going to go anyway if you're lying?
Right.
You know, there's no
but to another lie. Right, you're absolutely right. Let me just tell you some things I found out today. We're going to go through this real quick. It's telling you, this is what they're saying would help mend your heart and try to get over being cheated on and loving again, whether it's with the same person or a new person.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you need to go to counseling. You need counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that hurt is so deep and so bad and so bitter that you need to talk it out. And you can't talk it out with him or her.
You need
to talk it out with a counselor. The counselor can tell you how to deal with your own, with your feelings. Because sometimes you don't know how to place that hurt.
Right.
You also need to learn from your past experiences.
Right.
I'm not making excuses for anyone cheating, but sometimes the way we do things in life will lead that person to stray. Either men or women, men and women, it would lead that person astray. So learn from your experiences. What are you doing that you might have had a part in, no excuses, and a part in your relationship going south? Let me tell you all the things first, and then we'll go over it. If you feel some distrust right away, you need to find out where it's coming from. Address it right away. Don't let it keep lingering on. Address it right away. The most important thing for me is to make sure you are over your ex that caused the hurt and the pain to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not gotten over that person, how can you move on to the next person?
That's true.
It's impossible. Ask questions. Ask, you know, the things that they've gone through in life. What hurt have they felt? Those things, you know, you need to know from both hands what happened in your life too.
Okay.
Another thing is look at yourself. Make sure you're being as trustworthy as you want them to be. Don't ask for something that you're not giving in return. You got to get the same thing and the same respect that you are giving them that you want from yourself. All right. The other thing is think about your past, the childhood. Because something from your childhood lingers over into your adulthood and your relationships that cause so many issues in relationships where it just can't work because you don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's coming from.
Sorry to disturb you. You have another caller online.
Who do I have?
She told me to tell you Bunny. I'm sorry.
Okay.
She just called.
All right.
You want me to finish up by your comments there? You want to bring her in?
Yeah, you can bring in. She can listen in, and then we'll finish.
Okay, we can all do that. Just also joining the conversation, we have Miss Bunny. Like, Elena is her name. What's going on?
Hey, honey. I had some in-depth conversations with women. We're sponsoring a Power Women's Breakfast, right?
Okay.
And I find that we absorb the hurt so much because we live on this fantasy of what we think a relationship should be. It would be to the benefit of us, black, white, and other women, to get in touch with the reality of what a relationship is. What our fantasies are of relationships, and that's why we're so easily hurt, because we don't get in touch with the reality of who we screwing around with, who we're in a relationship with. We only get in touch with our fantasy opposed to our reality.
Oh my God, that was a hit on the nail.
I could be bitter, you know what I'm saying? But responsibility for giving one person 41 years of my life. My life is full.
Right.
Getting over the hurt, it's like getting singed. You know how you singe your eyebrows, you get too close to the damn stuff, you burn your eyelashes off? They grow back.
Right, right.
You know, they grow
right.
back. Some of us remain to still hold on to those fantasies, he's coming back, or I'm going to find somebody like him. That's bull.
You got to let go and move on. You got to let go and move on. And that was one of the things they said. The biggest thing is letting go and moving on. Whether it's letting go and moving on with the same person, when we say letting go and moving on, we don't mean necessarily from the person you're with. We mean from the past that you had. Start anew. But if you keep going back to your past, you'll never have a future. You'll never be able to have a future.
Mess with a guy who live with his mother.
Son, are you breaking up?
That guy who lives with his mother, do you think you're going to get a house? Mess with a guy who drives your car, do you think he's going to buy you a car?
Mm.
Mess with a guy who you got to pay every time you go to the movies and out to eat. Mm. Do you think he's going to buy you a damn refrigerator?
Mm. You got to know who you're dealing with. You gotta know who you're dealing with. You gotta know what they're gonna bring to the table. You know, it's funny because you talk about being in your marriage for 41 years. You know, I was married for 18 years, but I knew who I was married to. I didn't expect anything more from him than what I got. I knew exactly what I was getting when I married my husband. And it's funny because my girlfriends would call like looking for their husbands. I'm like, I'll call you looking for mine. Why are you calling me looking for yours? That wherever he at, this was always my theory. Wherever he at, that's where he want to be. I ain't going to stress myself over where he at because I ain't got time for that. I'm over here doing this. So wherever when he come in the door, then that's where he want to be right then. I don't have time for all of that. And when enough was enough, that's when the marriage was over. But I knew what I was getting into when I married my husband. I knew exactly what kind of man he was. And it never bothered me because I knew. Now, however, going into other relationships, I did not know ahead of time. I thought there was someone different than what they were, so it shocked me. It shocked me when things started happening. I'm like, well, damn, really? Well, I didn't know. I didn't think that was going to happen. No, I didn't think that was coming. You know why? I didn't take the time to really get to know that person. I thought I did, and I thought I took the time, but I really didn't. You know, you meet somebody, you're attracted to that person.
Theory when it comes to that. I act like I'm going to the United Nations. I meet the ambassador. I want to go to your country and meet the real you.
Well, sometimes we don't even get that. Sometimes we still don't get the real him, even when we think we are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. And we're not just talking about men. We're talking about women, too. We're not trying to pull this on the man. Only men cheat. Only men do this. It is definitely a two-sided street here. There are women who have lost their husbands for infidelities. So it's definitely a two-sided street. It's funny, I went on the Webster Dictionary to find out what love meant. And their definition was an intense feeling of deep affection, / sexual and romantic feelings as well. When you look up lust, it just gives you the sexual desire. For me, I don't equate sex and romance with love. Romance, yes, but not so much as sex. Because if you keep putting sex into it, that's all you're going to get out of it, is sex. You got to be able to sit in that house with that man or that woman and that not be what's on your mind. Like we can sit in this house for days and days and days. Well, I ain't trying to sit in days and days. I'm just hypothetically saying this ain't me because I want it every day. I'm not saying me. I'm just saying you need that part in your relationship where it doesn't have to be based on sex. And some of us, unfortunately, we take it. When I said, look at what you're doing, that could be a cause of the person stepping out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about this. Let's say women who don't want to have sex with their husbands. Well, where do you think he's going to get it from if he ain't getting it from you? No excuses. That's reality. No excuses.
Thank you.
Women,
yep.
Men, you have a sexual problem with your dick. You can't get it up. Well, where do you think she's going to get it from if she ain't get it from you? Not excuses, reality. This is reality we're talking about. We're talking about what's real and what's not real. And what's real is if you don't talk about your problems, the problems are going to seek into your home with someone else. That's where the problems are going to come from. So, April, you still there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so, I mean, it is what it is.
In regards to being fed up, right? The fed up is fed up with this.
Down, Dorian.
And we keep opening ourselves up for the disappointment, men and women.
Right.
I guess I don't want to say it's age related so much because I'm old as dirt, but periodically I get more attention from the younger guys, and I don't think it's just the money or they think they can get over. I think it's the level of maturity.
Right.
I'm not really, I don't know. The whole dating thing is just boring. I'm looking for some intelligent conversation. And, hey, night of pleasure, too, from time to time.
And you're right, it is boring. This dating thing out here is so overrated now because either some young boy who doesn't want to get at you for a couple of different reasons, or you got some old-ass man who wants to take care of him, or you just got some has-been. I mean, the dating scene ain't what it used to be no more. It's very limited out here. So if you have someone that you are in a relationship with, whether you are married or just dating, and it's good, make it better, because it ain't much out here. It ain't much out here.
My favorite book is Bilal.
Breaking up, Bonnie.
I said my favorite lover is Bilal, my next to the youngest son. Any woman who gets him is getting a gem. He's understanding. He requires time to himself. But me, on the other hand, my life is full with grannies. I'm a granny now, and
yes,
you are. Stay away from me. I take a man to take me with the kids to the park and hang out and stuff. I'm not a homebody.
Well, you know, do you think sometimes in relationships we demand too much? And I don't mean just women. I have to keep reiterating this because I don't want anybody to think this is a woman show. This is not a woman show. This is an everybody show. It's just every woman talking about it. Now, do you think sometimes we demand too much from someone that we know cannot deliver?
That's putting unrealistic expectations on relationships again. Trust me, right? If you go out with a man or a woman a couple of times, you already know it's not a fit. So you faking it? You trying to make something?
What do you think?
Say that again.
I said you think something out of nothing.
Nothing. But do you think that sometimes we put demands on people, on our mate or the person we're seeing, that we know they can't deliver in hopes that somehow, someday, some way, they'll be able to deliver it? And that sometimes is what the relationships are demise with. Do you think the demand?
I agree with that. How many married couples, men and women, tell the other person, I'm going to leave my husband, I'm going to leave my wife, and here we are 40 and 50 years down the road, and you sneak, the man dies, the woman dies, you sneak into the funeral. But everybody told you it was the other woman or the other man. It's ridiculous.
What did you say, Apple?
I was saying, yeah, I can understand that about putting demands on people. It's like maybe not so much demands, but you may hope something is that they're better than what they are or that they can bring more to the table. With me, I give anybody a chance, and when I see that they don't have the qualifications or what I'm really looking for, I don't take it any further. Like there's no point in me pretending. You know what I mean?
Okay, so do you think that, because you said you won't take it any further if you don't see it, but if you see the potential in them, will you put more effort into it? Because I think
I think I have put a lot of effort into relationships that I kind of hope was going
somewhere,
and they wind up not going somewhere, and then they get mad when I back out of it, like I'm wrong. But it's like I know where this is going. I can give you an opportunity.
Right.
But if I see that you're not about or not able to do it, or not, you know what I mean? It's not benefit me in some way. Why would I waste my time?
Right, that's true.
You know,
that's
some
true.
People promise you, oh, like, you know how you got some guys be like, oh, you know, I'm getting myself together. And you don't want to judge everybody, okay, you ain't got it all together. Oh, I'll give you, you know, all right, I understand.
Benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then when you see that they're not trying to do nothing else, what's
mm-hmm.
the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not even talking about, like, just finances and, like, you want something coming, but just for your damn self. You know what
right.
I mean? If I think you're not, you don't have the potential of really trying to do anything to further yourself, what am I going to do?
How can you do for me? What can you
right.
do for me?
Right.
What
right.
can you do for me?
You know,
Nasty, do I have any other callers online holding?
No, right now you have the three, just yourself, but you have a lot of listeners.
Okay. All right. That's cool. you know, it's so crazy that we have to have these conversations amongst each other, but we can't have them with our mate and figure out. And you know, and here's the biggest thing: when you're breaking up with somebody, it shouldn't be a hard breakup. If the fit doesn't fit, then you should be able to sit down, talk it out, and say, "Listen, I can't give you what you want." Or you can't give me what I want, and it's literally going, why waste more time if you know it's going in a direction that you don't want it to go in? If you can't give me what I want, why am I sticking here holding on to what? What am I holding on to?
You know what's funny? I went on a date, right, and
mm-hmm.
the guy was younger than me, and but I thought he was mature, and he asked me, well, why'd you buy yourself? And, blah, blah. And I was very down to earth about what I was expecting, what I wanted from my life, what I wanted from the person, some of the things that men do that turn me off, and very upfront and down, because I have nothing to lose. I don't care. You know what I mean? You don't have to like me. It's okay. Everything, he agreed with everything I said and turned around and did the exact same crap that I said I didn't like.
Hello?
He looked at his attitude because I told him, I said, you don't call me no more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like I was as upfront with you as I possibly could be. What made you
ladies,
think you different from anybody else?
I have a gentleman on the line, so I got to let one of you ladies go because I need to let one of the this is rare,
okay.
rare that we
go
get
ahead,
a man calling.
Go ahead, I'm gonna go. But listen, let me.
I
take
love you, apples.
Love you too,
okay.
Lady.
All right. So who do we have on hold now?
Oh, all right, all right. I'm now introducing. We have Mr. Al Hanks, so we're going to bring him online right now. Al, welcome to the Every Woman Talk Show.
Abdul. Hello.
Hey, Uli, what's happening?
I got Alfie.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, honey, what are you thinking about what we're talking about?
Well, you know, Uli, relationships are so crazy. You know, because...
Yeah.
Because one minute people are in love, the next minute they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And in relationships, you know, as times change, people change.
Right. Right.
Me personally, you know, look, I grew up in, you know, the 80s and 90s where, you know, guys were still a little more romantic. Now, in relationships, unless you're older, the romance is going out the window. And
right.
And we, as men, we have so many negative influences, you know, whether it's a father not being in the house or...
No, are you going to drive? Here.
Or...
Hello?
Or...
Not seeing a good role model to show you.
Definitely not seeing a good role
right.
model.
Right.
You know, the music that's, you know, I don't even listen
to... Oh, yes, the music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even listen to the radio anymore.
Right.
You know, I grew up a fan of, you know, Gerald Averse, Teddy Pendergrass.
Right. Right. The love music. But this music today is teaching you to be disrespectful to your woman. It's teaching you to cheat on your girl or your man. It's teaching you these things. You're absolutely right. Music plays a big part in how we live our life. It really does.
That's the best thing. Not having, you know, positive male role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
in our life is the same
mm-hmm.
thing. And
not just men though. You know, well, there are women too. We are, first of all, we got babies raising babies right now. So you know, there was something I posted on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and it said, no, matter of fact, it might have been the other day. There's
mm-hmm.
not that many old school women anymore. The ones that want to cook dinner and clean the house and take
That's
care of their
true.
Family, because we're so busy thinking that because I work every day, I don't need to do those things, you know.
Right.
So if a real woman takes it, we hold it down. We do it all. We hold it down. I want to take care of my man. You ain't got to worry about nothing. I got you. I got you.
Right.
But in return, be the man I need you to be and have me too.
Yeah, that's very true. I, you know, with some of the young ladies that are coming up now, the only thing they know how to make is reservations.
That's
just honest to goodness truth. You know.
Can
you take me here? Can you take me there?
And what can you buy me? And where are we gonna go? And then I give you some. Right.
Right. Can you? Like,
see, we use sex now as a leverage, not because I love you.
It's a bargaining tool.
It's a bargaining tool, right. Not because I love you and I want you to touch me because I miss you all day long. I want you to come home. No, it's, no, I'm getting someone, we're going to do this, or you're going to buy me this, or we're going to do that. Like, I'm like, where do we go wrong with this stuff?
Well, you know what the biggest influence is reality TV, you know? And you know, I'm going to say this. Some women in today's society, the younger ones, have more or less a Kim Kardashian mentality, where I'll make a video, I'll use what I have to get what I want.
Alfie, let me bring my co-host in. Let me bring her in, and you can finish saying what you have to say. We have Jackie, who is the relationship coach, who always comes in and holds me down on my show. Miss Lil J.
Hey, you guys, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
We're going to let
Alfie
finish his statement, Jackie, and then we're going to let you talk about what you think. Go ahead, Alfie.
I'm good, believe
me. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling in. I do want to put out there, Alfie, I had spoken to a couple of guys, and one guy in particular said to me, I think you should have a show about men feeling like they need to be wanted. Because we're always talking about women saying we need to be loved. What about men? So I'm doing that show next week, and I want men to call in.
No way. I would definitely call in because I know what it's like to be underappreciated in a relationship.
Okay.
So.
All right, honey. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for calling in, Alfie.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. So, Jack.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
You've
sorry I'm late. But I've been listening to Bits and Pieces, and it was so funny because you were like, nobody wants to cook and clean. I'm like, as I'm standing here cooking, not from my man, but from my child, but I would still do the same.
I don't care. Same concept, because we ain't even cooking and cleaning for our kids no more. You understand?
Exactly.
You know, we're not even doing that anymore, you know. So, and it's so funny because when we talk about that, I grew up with a mother. First of all, I'm from 14 brothers and sisters. I am the 12th of 14 brothers and sisters. And my mother, I promise you, washed my back. So I was about 12 years old. Let me scrub your back. Wash my clothes, clean the house. But the unfortunate thing is we can't do that today because we handicap our children. My mother didn't handicap me. She handicapped me a certain way. She really did, by being that strong mother that held us down and a dominant mother in our household. But I can say she handicapped me and said, but that she did not hand. She taught me.
Right.
But,
and I think that's where the issue comes in with how our sons and our daughters perceive relationships. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, parents are the first teachers. And I'm not saying that they have all the answers because they don't either. But when you lack something, you should teach your children to want it. You should teach them about respect, respect of person, respect of feelings, all of that. And, you know, I watched my parents. You know, I was blessed enough to have them both at home. And I watched the interplay between my parents. And, you know, that's kind of what set the bar for me to be the woman that I've become.
But you know the difference? But here's the difference between your parents and today's parents. Back in the day, when the man cheated on, I'm saying, not saying daddy did, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
when
he did.
Men cheated back in the day, but I'm just saying, it was
didn't
not.
Bring that home.
It wasn't. It didn't come home. It didn't come out in the damn public. That bitch didn't stay in her place. She knew you stay your ass on that side of town, and I got my family on this side of town, and we didn't cross boundaries. Today, I'm calling your house. I'm coming by his job. I'm like, there is a level of so much disrespect that goes around the world today that's why so many ass kickings going around, because We didn't do that. They didn't do that back then.
The
man did not allow his side piece to anywhere near his family.
No, because you held your family on a pedestal.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago at work. And I said, you know, the my favorite illustration of that is always in the movie Goodfellas,
mm-hmm.
where he
mm-hmm.
had Karen and the kids
mm-hmm.
at home, and they
mm-hmm.
lived in the big house, and
mm-hmm.
they had the Christmas, and you had your chick someplace else in
mm-hmm.
an apartment. And they didn't
right.
keep them, they didn't cross paths because mm-hmm. it was an issue of, you know what, you don't let that
respect.
Happen.
It's
right.
a level of respect.
But I'm going to
as crazy as my relationship was with my husband, and as many women that I know he probably dealt with, I will promise you, the only way I would have found out was when I went to snoop something. Never did I ever have to worry about somebody
Absolutely.
Coming to me, calling me. No. First of all, he knew I was crazy, so he knew not to let that happen. But the fact that he respected me enough not to have them in their place and leave them over there and me
over here.
Well,
you're not going to put my family in jeopardy. You're not going
right.
to make me jeopardize what I have.
Right.
But
right.
I think today it is a badge of honor. We
mm.
have turned
mm.
the most inappropriate situation into the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's okay. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is that if women don't demand more, then I guess men say, well, why should I give you more?
Well, it goes both ways. Mm-hmm.
Right. I say that because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we are saying, oh, I want this kind of guy, and I want that kind of guy, and I want this, and I want
mm-hmm.
that. But a lot of women today are really, really okay with, I'm that boss side chick, and I do that. And that's a comfortable position for them to
I'm
be
I'm only being
in.
Somebody's side chick is if I'm driving a Rolls Royce and I am living in a mansion, I will never have, your wife will never know my name. She won't know the letters of my name. She won't know what my skin color is. She won't know nothing because I will be her, that's the only way you're going to get that from me. But
infidelity is ugly
minute,
on
ugly
any
all
level.
Around the board.
It's
ugly
on any level. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think it goes, you know, I'm a real big advocate of socialization. And
mm-hmm.
it goes back to how we socialize our men, our boys, so
mm-hmm.
different than how we socialize our girls.
Mm-hmm.
From the door, when boys are young or whatever, they're taught that it's all right, you know, that you can go out here and have multiple
right.
women. That's
right.
how you prove your manhood.
Mm-hmm.
We socialize
mm-hmm.
our girls as, you know, you want a good man, you want
a
good husband. You're
right.
Right.
You can't do these
and
things. Right.
Then you always have that group of women that's like, well, I'm not going to follow that. So now you've got these women and men who have different ideas of what love, relationships, and
mm-hmm.
marriage is supposed to be
mm-hmm.
about. So they're never on the same playing field from
mm-hmm.
the door.
Right.
So it becomes an issue of how do we get on the same page? And then if we can't get on the same page and you have an indiscretion, or even if I have an indiscretion, it's dead wrong no matter what. But it also then becomes about how you carry yourself.
So do you think, because I don't think any of us really, really tapped. Bunny did when she said, you know, reality is reality, live in your reality world and you'll be okay. Do you honestly, and Apple said what she felt about not being able to love again and also being able to love again. Do you honestly think, after being hurt so bad, that the next person that you encountered, you gave your everything to, that you were in love like never before? Do you honestly think that happened?
I think for me,
well, it could happen. I don't want
me.
To say that it happened.
Right.
Could it happen?
Because I think what happens is anything where you are devastated, crushed, and then you're trying to come back, I think you're guarded. I think you're
mm-hmm.
guarded simply
mm-hmm.
because
for
you never want to experience
that
ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it takes a while before you get to that gaga stage. It's like that person really, really, really has to prove themselves. But not are they only proving themselves for themselves,
they got to prove for the person who was before them, who they have no idea about, who they have no idea or, you know, linked to the fact of what that individual did. And I don't think it's fair that we make them wear that, but it's the most natural thing there is. I mean, it's hard to go into something when you've got some bruises and you're battered and you've got some issues. Yeah, you need to check your luggage at the door as much as you can.
But
at the end of the day, we're human.
Being honest, that also comes from being honest and saying to this person, my new person that I'm seeing, this is what happened to me. This is what he or she did to me. This is what hurt me, and this is what I never want to experience again. Now,
the
that
young lady
goes
who was
up
on.
Front.
The young lady who was on when I was listening, I heard her say that, you know, she said that to a person she was dating who was younger than her, and she explained
that
to them,
Apple.
Okay, she explained to them, look, this is what I've been through, yada, yada, yada. He turned around and did the same thing. What annoys me is somebody will tell you, I get it. And
but,
then they'll turn around
and
do the
right.
same. You're
but,
not
but,
listening.
But,
you're,
but
they're
the point
not listening.
Is, you did everything you were supposed to do. You revealed everything that you needed and wanted. Now, if that person is not the person, then, you know, you got to move on. And see, that's the problem, too. Moving on. When we consider moving on as women, it is very difficult for us because
we're held to a different standard.
We have
we're
the children. Not only that, we have the children at home with us. So now I can't bring Peter, Bob, Daryl, Craig, John into my home because Bob, Craig, John, and Craig cheated on me and I'm moving on because what is that instilling in my children? What's that showing them? So it's very – sometimes we hold on and we continue this relationship that we have because we don't want to start all over again for several different reasons. That's one of the reasons. Oh,
well,
God,
for
I can't
me,
bring another guy to this house.
Right. For me, it became a thing that when I started dating, I only dated on the weekends because my children were not home on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And so it was crazy. But I'm like, look, you know, the level of respect that I show my children and what I'm trying to show my children to do as men. And, you know, because I have sons. So, like, no, it's not good for you to gallivant from this chick, because your mama had everybody coming in the house. I'm not going to do that. There's a respect level. So, like I said, we're held to a different standard of what we can and cannot do.
But the unfortunate thing is some women and some men have. You see daddy with a different girlfriend every 3 months. You see mommy with a different boyfriend every 6-7 months. So, unfortunately, some of us grew up thinking that that's the norm, but that's okay.
But
that's the norm.
Holy, you know, just like I know, everybody ain't bring home material. Like you, when you start dating someone, and I think this is where
everybody is not. But
hear me out. When you start dating someone, say for instance, you just had a relationship, you're coming out of that relationship, and you start dating someone else, and you are just getting to know this person. You're not bringing that person home. Well, to me, and I can only speak for me.
And that's what I just
you can't bring this person home.
Some of us are.
And then that's why. And then that's where the cycle starts because you're showing your kids or you're showing whomever this is how you do things. And then my thing is with daughters especially, you know, you don't want to show them that, you know, you just have a revolving door over and
but
over
you know
and
what?
Over.
We keep well, listen to what you just said. We don't want to show our daughters. No, the men shouldn't want to show their sons either.
You don't want to show
because
that to your sons either.
You're giving
either.
Them a pass, too. You're giving them a pass by saying, it's all right, she ain't good enough. Go to the next one. She ain't good. You're giving them a pass. If they see you doing it, it's giving them a pass to have to feel like it's okay for them to do the same thing. Because you know what? I'm not going to put in any work in this relationship because if it ain't what I want, I just move on to the next one.
Right. And that's what I mean about we're all socialized differently. Mm-hmm. You know, men and women are socialized so differently. But in this day and age, the lines are so blurred. The women are doing
sure
the
is.
Same thing that the men are doing, you know, and nobody is saying to anybody infidelity is wrong. Not saying that
it's
it doesn't happen. It's happened from the dawn of time, but it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right by any standard. But it, and don't get me wrong, I understand things happen and people do things for their own reasoning. But, you know, constant infidelity and constant acceptance of infidelity, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Because also, too,
you don't get a chance to find out if this is going to work or not. Because
right.
when you're changing your partners,
so
like
fast.
You change your drawers,
right.
you
right.
don't know.
That's
you
exactly
don't
what I
know.
Said. If you don't put any work into it, then you will never know. But
absolutely.
And then if you and then if it's so early on and you know it's not going to work, bail then. What
let
are you,
it
what
go.
Are you holding on to?
Let
it
go.
Then. But if you think there's some potential in it, put that work into it first and then incorporate everything else with it. It's funny because my hairdresser, one of my hairdressers, Nicole, who did my dress for me, she said to me she wanted to do a show. She wanted me to do a show on at what age is appropriate. Start dating. We ain't going to talk about it now because it's going to be a show. I thought it was an excellent show to come up with because the unfortunate thing is some women, we don't know. We don't know what we think what's appropriate. It's not so much as appropriate either because to everybody something is appropriate at different time at a different level. So, but we want to see what the senses are of the majority of the women. And we're talking about women who have already had children, who have already had to be in a dating game early, who are, you know, I want to get into that. So we're going to do a show on that. But it all kind of boils down together. It's like if you don't have any morals and any values, then there is no time. It doesn't matter.
So, and I'm going to say this.
Can come over Thursday, and Fred can come over Tuesday, and Bill can come over Sunday, and all I know is people in your house. You know what I'm saying? And as our children get older, the smarter they become. And they know
people don't date. And that's another problem.
No, we don't date.
We as women don't demand dating. Men don't feel like they have to date us, and they don't have to be chivalrous. They don't have to court us because we're like, it's okay. I'll see you today. You might come sit by my. You might come sit at my house, or I'll meet you at the bar, and I'll meet you at the club. Mm-hmm. And we don't date. We don't take time
dating.
To get to know
dating.
Exactly. We don't get to know each other. So now that's why we're constantly changing partners. I don't know you. So
listen,
therefore,
you need to continue to date even when you're married.
When you're married.
We need to. I remember in high school, we lived in West Orange, and we had been going through a whole bunch of stuff, and we sat down. We said we need a date night.
Absolutely.
We need a date night because we weren't going. We were working, going to work, working, coming home, working, come home. You're getting on my nerve. I'm getting on your
and
nerve.
And that's the rut.
I'm happy,
that's
you ain't
the
happy.
Rut
right.
that
right.
starts for somebody to
right.
start to go in a different direction. And we talk about that on my show all the time about, you know what? Bring something different to the table. Even when you've been together for a long time, when you've been married, bring something different to the table. Go to a show or go hold hands and go for a walk.
And you know
something.
What we did? You know what we did? We decided our date night was going to be a different type of food place, like exotic food places every time we went on our date. And we experienced so many different things that I would have never even wanted to try before, but it was something that was fun for us, something that was
And guess what? There's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on these date nights, there's communication.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on these date nights, and that's
and
another thing.
And
this, you know what? And it becomes something different than it was before. But people don't invest. I want to do everything I possibly can. I'm not going to change who I am, but I want to do everything that I possibly can to keep my relationship good. Where I'm like, you know what? I don't see anybody else. I had a relationship, and you well know this, where men could walk by me and they could be the most amazing men in the world. But because I was so in love with the person that I was with, I didn't see him. I didn't see these other men. I didn't notice them looking at me. None of that because I was so enamored. And it wasn't like it had just been a couple of weeks. It had been a couple of years. But that was the way that I still felt about that person. You know, and that was because, well, of course, it tanked and it went south. But I don't regret it, not for one bit, you know. But we have to keep trying. And when we keep trying, we have to incorporate things to keep our relationships good, you know. And hopefully we can keep people, well, hopefully your partner won't want to stray and you won't want to stray. And when things get bad, yo, hey, guess what? I'm not feeling this right now.
Now, do
you
think
know,
you could forgive being cheated on that person?
Yes, absolutely.
See, I think I can forgive. It depends on how bad it was.
It was bad.
You know, like how disrespectful it was. would make me decide whether or not I could hold on to this relationship or not hold it. It's so funny.
Well,
because,
I don't know if I could hold on, but I can definitely forgive you because
no,
I think.
When I mean forgive, I mean stay in the relationship with that person. That's what I meant.
If I know that there's something still there worth saving, because a lot of times when people step out, it's, you know, they're not happy either. Now, sometimes what we don't take into consideration, you know what, they did what they did because maybe they're not happy or maybe they feel like they need to go and explore something else. If you stepped out, you had an indiscretion and it's like, you know what, I realize that this is the best thing I got in the world, like right here at home. Cool, we can move
pass.
On. But if you because I think I think at that point, the reason why I say that is if it continues to happen, then there's something
there,
wrong.
Nothing there.
There's
nothing there for you.
Right.
Him.
There's something. Now, there's something
right.
wrong in the
relationship.
And it may not be on your end. It's mm-hmm. definitely on that person's end. Because after a while, mm-hmm. this has happened and happened and happened.
But
and
then
you're
that
like,
means
okay.
you have to let him go and find whatever he's searching for.
Yes. Yes,
or
because
her.
Obviously,
or her.
It's right, either one. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not sitting here by any means saying that it's easy, not by any mm-hmm. means, you know, but after a while, you know, and this keeps going and going and going and going, it's
now,
like, you know, obviously I'm not what you need.
I have a big question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you consider cheating? Because, you know, we have, everybody feels cheating is something different.
Right, and for me, any physical act, as well as an emotional act,
okay.
is cheating. Okay. Now, what can I get past? Believe it or not, the emotional cheating is what hurts me most.
You really see, for me, the physical. No. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm dead on with you with that. You could sleep with somebody as much as you want, as long as there are no feelings. Involved.
Because and nine times out
but
of
the
ten,
the more you sleep with that person,
those
feelings
come.
Are going
it,
to
there you go. So one tends to lead to another.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. There are individuals that have a one indiscretion, and they're like, okay, I'm not going to do this anymore,
mm-hmm.
and they don't. But then, like you said, when you constantly are going back. And going back and going back to that same person, it's because right,
that same
exactly.
person,
there's a connection
there.
Right.
That is connecting the two of you. If
yep.
you give, and I hate to be so vulgar at times, but anybody who knows me, who is listening to my show, knows I am vulgar and just my mouth is disgusting. If you fuck her, I don't care. If you start to love her, if you give her a part of your heart, then I got a problem.
Because
then,
that's
then
my
we got
home.
A problem.
Heart
then
is,
we got a problem.
You know, I tell people you don't bring things home. And when I say home, I don't mean the four walls we live in. When I say home, mm-hmm. I mean the connection in
sanctuary
our heart.
Sanctuary of the connection.
Right. And when mm-hmm. you bring someone home, then that's where we have a problem because now this person has not only gotten your body, which you gave them, but now you're
which
willingly
really
and giving them your heart. And that's
mm-hmm.
supposed to be mine. That's supposed
mm-hmm.
to be mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
because
I have nothing
woman,
to combat that.
We sit back and say, and I'm not giving any man a pass. I'm really not. But men will be men. We know this. And if you want to be a woman that sits there and believes that my man will never, never, never knock yourself out, go ahead with that. Me, I will never be that one. Like, my man will never cheat out. Now, never. And if he doesn't, it's wonderful and it's great. But for me to think in the back of my mind, it could never, ever, never, ever, ever, ever happen. I don't do that. I honestly don't think like that.
You
but,
know what? The blessing may come that maybe he's gotten it out of his system before he gets to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at some point,
I can
it
give
has
you a
happened.
Pass for that. But I cannot give you a pass for falling in love with somebody because that means
oh, absolutely.
You, the time you were spending with her nurturing that relationship,
you weren't
you
nurturing
took
ours.
Away from my relationship. And
right.
for me, that right there, that for me is like that's why I said to the degree of what you did, probably what I could probably decide not to walk away from. Now I've been caught up in several different ways. I've been, you know, there was a child made when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And to nobody might believe this, and the people who know me will know that this is true. It did not faze me. You know why it didn't faze me? Because I knew my husband, and I was prepared for this.
Right.
It didn't happen until years down the line, but I promise you, may God strike me dead. I was waiting for the day he came and told me this because I knew who my husband was, and I
right.
knew what kind of man he was. You know what I'm saying? So when it happened, I'm like, you know, I was mad. I'm like, okay, well, you need to pack your stuff, and you need to go, and you need to get out, and that was my anger. I had to react some kind of way. I couldn't be like,
of course.
I had to react some kind of way, and then, you know, maybe 2 weeks of him being gone, and, you know, I want to come home. I want my family. And I was like, you know, we'll work it out or whatever. And we stayed married for years and years and years after that. But the child didn't bother me. It was the relationship he had with the mother that bothered me. The fact that he loved her, not the daughter, that didn't faze me one bit, because guess what? That is now my daughter's stepsisters. So
right.
I don't have no problem with the kids. I love the kids.
Right.
It was her and their relationship. The fact that you were with this woman and you fell in love with this woman, you nurtured this relationship with this woman, and you forgot about me. You forgot about over here.
And I think that's the hurting part is, you know, mm-hmm. what? You, I was here, and I was waiting, and I was listening,
and I was
still doing all the things that as a wife or your committed partner
Absolutely.
Was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
So why did this happen? And I'm, you mm-hmm. know, I know for me, when it happened for me in my marriage, it was he felt he was missing something. And I wasn't that exciting woman that I was when we had met. Well, yeah, because now we have two kids, we have bills, we have responsibilities.
But that came from non-communication, though. That came from non-communication.
And I tell anybody, you know, I would rather you knock me down with the truth than bury me with a lie.
Mm.
You know, because if you knock me down, I can get up. But if you bury me, it's almost like being buried alive. It's like being suffocated, because it's like you don't get it. And the first thing you do is you blame yourself. It's like, okay, what's wrong with me? What did I not do? I wasn't good enough. And I will say this. Once it happened, my husband was very honest. I mean, you were too little too late, but he was brutally honest. And it was like, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. You didn't rein me in. You let me run like I was crazy. But I was like, I'm not your mother. I'm not your keeper. But at no time while you were running was my expectation that you were out here cheating.
Running.
You were just running. You were with your boys. You were hanging out. You were doing this. You were doing
that.
Even
though you were really running.
Right. I thought you were just, you know, experiencing life.
As wives or girlfriends, we think giving them space is the right thing to do.
But
and
it's such a fine
aspects,
line.
It's
right, because
aspects,
you don't want to be on top of them.
Some men you can't get that space to. Some men you got to be on their ass 24/7. Well, yeah, where you going, what you wearing, what you wearing, let me call them. You got to be on. Some of them are like that. And some men are like, if you don't give me my space, then it's going to be a problem. You
right, so
find
how
out
do
what
you
man
walk
you
that
have.
Line?
You find
exactly.
out what man you have.
Exactly.
You know, and then sometimes we find out a little too late.
When it's too late. You know, and it was interesting because I got a lot of insight from him. And believe it or not, you know, we stayed together for years after that, and there was a different respect level. But then the flip side of that was with me trying to repair my heart and not become that, where you going, what you doing, you better tell me that. I didn't want to be that woman because that's not who I am, but because of what happened, I felt pushed in the corner
sort of
to become that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no. So in order for me to protect myself, it was, I don't care. I don't care. So now there's a wall of indifference.
Right. Now, what I hate is for my relationships that I've had. When you first meet me, I am the most wonderful, loving, nurturing, giving person in the world. You tell the whole world these things. But when I see something in you now that is very different, and I become
a monster,
then, you know, I'm all these horrible things. I said, no, but you made me this person. If you don't, Dr. Jeff Willis, if you do not give me the potion, I will not change. But if you give me the potion, then Dr. Jeff will become, period. So if our relationship was so wonderful, so great in the beginning, What happened? Something had to happen for me to change. I didn't just freaking wake up and be like, oh, I hate you and you. Something had to happen. And quick to say, I don't want no drama, I don't want no drama, but y'all bring the drama.
I'm going to tell you something that my ex actually said to me, my ex-boyfriend. He said, you know, everybody has to own their own shit. And when you own your own shit, you sit down and you look at yourself and you're honest about what you've done, whether mm-hmm. it's right or whether it's wrong. And mm-hmm. you sit down and you say, you know what, had I not done this, because this is the day that she changed. My mm-hmm. other dearest friend, you know, she was in a crazy relationship. And she told him, because she's also, too, one of the sweetest people you ever want to mm-hmm. meet. And she turned into somebody, and I had known her since we were four. She mm-hmm. turned into somebody I didn't even know.
Right.
I had never known her to be that way. And she said to me, she said, Jackie, he is responsible for my actions. And I'm like, no, mm-hmm. come on, baby. You can't put that on somebody else. Until I was in that situation and I said, I did it. Exactly. And yes, we have times, we have the ability to think about what we do and what we say, but emotions are raw. Emotions are very raw. And when they're bruised and when they're hurt and when they're cut open, there are responses that you would never think that you would have. There are thoughts
right.
that you never thought that you would have, which you would sit mm-hmm. back and look at somebody and say, is she or he out of their damn mind? And mm-hmm. at some point, you have to rein your emotions in, because it can kill you or it can mm-hmm. kill someone else.
But that's when you know it's time to let go.
That's when you have to let go. And
that's
it's about knowing when it's time to let go. And
yeah.
that's when we have to know, we have to own our own shit. We have to look in the mirror and say, look at what I've become. Look mm-hmm. at where I'm going, or I'm not mm-hmm. going anywhere.
Where?
I'm so much better than this. I deserve better than this. I want better than this.
And we all do.
And start to self-heal mm-hmm. because a lot of times when it's situations of deep situations of infidelity and, you know, your emotions are really, really bruised, you wind up sitting in that place mm-hmm. for a minute.
Way too long.
And I can tell you from personal experience, I sat there for a couple of years
mm-hmm.
until the day I said, I'm tired of crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of reminiscing. I'm
mm-hmm.
tired of being angry. I'm
mm-hmm.
tired of being sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being envious. I'm
mm-hmm.
tired of knowing that you are in a great, great place and I'm still in this miserable place, because you know what? I chose to stay
yep.
in that place.
Yep.
And as hard as it is,
Don't blame somebody else for something you chose to do.
Exactly. And I had to wake up and say, enough is enough. Because
that's
as I sit
up.
Here
that's
and I'm sad and I'm crying, you've moved on, you're prospering, you're doing well, you're in new relationships, you're doing all of this stuff
mm-hmm.
that I want to do.
Right here. Mm-hmm.
And I'm guess what? And the bigger thing is I'm missing out on amazing
mm-hmm.
opportunities, waiting for, pining
mm-hmm.
for, being
mm-hmm.
mad at, cussing
mm-hmm.
at, wishing at, being bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I got no time to be bitter because I want to
mm-hmm.
be better. And once I get to that point of wanting to be better, I know, and that's with anyone, when you know your worth,
mm-hmm.
when you know your worth, when you
mm-hmm.
can sit down and rattle off reasons off the top of your head, why you're a good woman, why you're a good man, then you know your worth. And I believe in my heart,
real quick,
somebody will know that.
All these people who keep calling my phone, if you knew me, you'd know I was on the air and you need to be listening in on my show or calling in. Don't call my damn phone during 7 and 8. Okay, Jess, go ahead.
But, yeah, it's about knowing your worth. You better get them. It's about knowing your worth.
That's right. Put my applause on, Nancy. Put my applause on.
Because she sent out 800 messages. Yes! So,
but,
you know,
love is, but let's on, you know, I don't know how much longer we have, Nats, how much more time we have on the show.
Well, we did some special being that we started late. We got 10 more minutes.
Okay. Let's talk about some positive things. You know, we have
yeah.
gotten into the fact
listen,
of
Uli,
yeah, baby.
Real quick, absolutely. You have people that's online. I guess they don't know what button to hit. I was asking behind the scenes. I guess when they hear a man's voice, they're like, okay, do I have the right show? So let them know your producer behind the scenes is a man.
I've also said to you guys, when you're listening in, chime in with my producer. Let them know you're on the line so I know you're listening in so I don't have to send threatening notes out the next day about
you
not
calling
in.
She's going to cuss you out.
She's going to
cuss you out.
So please let my producer know you're listening in. If you don't want to talk, I get it. You know, I'm a little pissed, but it's okay. I'll get over that. But I do want to know who's listening in. I want to know who ain't got the curse out, who I can send love notes to.
I'm so done with both of y'all.
I don't know whether or not we put it out there. I'm going to keep putting it out there until my producer puts it on my page. I am setting up a dating show. I am setting up a dating show like the Dating Game. I need three single women.
Me.
Three single, hell no. Three
no,
single women.
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. I don't want no crazy people. I'm collective now. Three single women and three single men. I need you to inbox me on the Every Woman Talk Show or on my personal Facebook page. What is my Facebook page? Jewel Uli Wells on Facebook or my Every Woman Talk Show. And I want three single women, three single men. We're going to do this dating game. I'm going to start putting posts on it. I can't do anything until I get my people. So come on, ladies. Come on, men. Call in. Let me know if you're interested in doing a dating game.
It can't be any worse than your situations that you're going through right now. So, especially if you're not seeing anybody. So you might as well come and do the dating game.
Do the dating game. We don't need no crazy people. We don't need no married people acting like they ain't married.
Because we're going to screen you.
People. Well, we are definitely going to screen. Oh. I got somebody who works for the FBI. I don't need no people getting ready to go to jail. It's okay if you've been in jail, but not about to go to jail. Nobody wants to be no big with y'all.
Oh, and then you can listen to our show on Wednesday night, and you can find all kinds of ways to keep your relationship, your newfound relationship,
that's
going.
I see.
But we're going to talk about some good stuff tomorrow.
Yeah, let me plug in some of our shows. We have the Relationship Show on Wednesday night from 7 to 8 with Lady Jackie and Nasty.
Woo-hoo.
On Thursday night, we have the Underground Show with Todd from 7 to 8. And on Fridays, we have the Man Up Show. Friday night, 7 to 8.
Yeah, listen, I just want to chime in on that one real quick.
Yeah,
listen,
definitely.
I just real quick, I got a couple of texts, and it's also a personal show. Our brother Daryl can't be in. Oh, yeah, congratulations to our brother Daryl.
Congratulations, Daryl.
Beautiful wedding. Congratulations to brother Daryl.
We ain't calling him Daryl. He in Mexico.
His wife got married. He in Mexico chilling.
Yeah, having a ball.
Water, son, if you're listening, do drink the water. But no, seriously. Guys, tune in Friday to the Man Up Show. It's going to be a powerful show. We're going to be talking about something personal for me as well. A couple other men that chimed in on my personal emails. How do you find your way out of a dark situation that is kind of helping yourself spiritually or anything else? It's going to be deep, you know. I don't know. So Eddie's going to go in on some, you know, we're going to talk about God. We're going to talk about finding faith, finding your way out of the dark situations. And sometimes you don't know. You have a lot of money. Yeah, that's it. You got a lot of money.
678-4507, y'all.
Yeah, we might have to be there for that one. Been there, done that.
This is the Shadow Worlds Radio, and we are the Every Woman Talk Show. And, let me put this out there, too. For the people who are listening to us last season, the Every Woman Talk Show, we had a couple of hosts. We had Nate, we had Sig, we had Jackie and myself. We are all still doing our thing. Jackie has switched over from the Every Woman Talk Show to the Relationship Show. Nate is doing her thing, and Sig is doing her thing, but we are still Shadow World Radio family.
We all family. Aw, that was so cute. Y'all just better make sure y'all listen to our shows.
I'm excited about my dating show, and so Nancy, get on that, because I'm excited about that.
That's right. So they can learn about kissing and variety in the bedroom, and they can learn about foreplay, because if they tune in on Wednesday nights, those are all the things we're going to talk about.
Mm-mm. Well, how about this? It's Every Woman Show's sponsor, that puppy. We'll promote it on the relationship show about the dating game. So, fellas,
absolutely.
Tune in. I will work on the posters ASAP. I've just been busy with Daryl's wedding.
Yes, yes. We had a ball. We should post on every woman talk show. We didn't even post on
there. We have to post
pictures.
Some pictures.
We need to post those. Yeah, we need to post
them.
When
know
I
what?
Tell
Let's
y'all that
pictures,
the Shadow
definitely.
Worlds family was sharp, we were sharp. We
yes,
were sharp.
We
yeah. Everybody was looking good. Everybody's looking good, even though my brother Haas then broke a bottle of Andre on me. Damn, Haas, if you hear me, man, you owe me. He didn't broke a bottle of Andre champagne on me.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
he was christening
it was
you like a ship. He christened you like a ship.
I know.
And Jackie beat up the ladies and she got the bouquet.
No, I didn't beat her. She just didn't have any reach.
Listen,
she just didn't have any reach.
I said that for 3 spots. I'm like, I ain't fighting over no bouquet.
Let me tell you
what I mean, and I just ain't getting.
Let me tell you something. Had I had my shoes on, she might have stood a chance. I had my flip flops on, and I said, we're gonna see if the tradition happens. So that's why I should be on the dating game, because you know they say when you catch
you
the bouquet, you get married.
On the dating game, period. Done deal. Not.
Gee, thanks a lot. No, it's okay. I would love to see and hear some other folks make some connections and have a good time and go out
Absolutely.
On a date on us. So that sounds like
Absolutely.
A whole lot of fun.
Absolutely.
So we will definitely promote this on both shows.
What is the prize?
Dinner, right?
I once again, I think I want to do next show for the men. I want to, you know, dedicate it to the men, and I want to talk about men feel like they want to be wanted too, because we never think about them. We always think about us because we're so emotional, not knowing that some men have emotions too. So we want to hit that topic next week. So I want, if you chicks are listening to me, get your man listen to me next week, because we want. And you know what's big for me, and I say this all the time, and I know I'm going on Facebook and I threaten everybody every day, but when you're talking about relationships, if you don't get both sides of the story, you are defeating the purpose of talking about it. So if I tell you what I don't like as a woman and I don't hear what a man likes as a man, then we're kind of like defeating the purpose. So I need both men and women to chime in. Give me your opinion.
Okay.
Give me your say-so. Tell me the shows you might want to hear. You know, I mean, let me know what's going on out there.
Okay.
Let me know what's going on out there.
Well, yeah,
we
got that time. Any closing remarks? Okay.
Jackie, any closing remarks?
As far as relationships, being able to forgive and infidelity, I always say don't do anything that you wouldn't want done to you. And then just remember, if it's done to you, how would you react? And then when that person starts to react that certain way, don't look at it as a surprise. You know, relationships are precious, and they're hard to come by. Good ones are hard to come by. So if you got something good, let me tell you, it's so worth the fight. It's so worth the time. It's so worth the energy. Because at the end of the day, as Chris Rock said, you know, new coochie can't teach your kids how to read. New coochie ain't got your back. New penis ain't going to be there for you when your bills need to be paid. And if he is there when your bills need to be paid, guess what? He ain't going to be there on Christmas and your birthday and all those other days because he got to be home.
Nasty. Any closing remarks?
Listen, I just know not to piss off you guys. I'm just not trying to piss
quiet
y'all
tonight.
Off.
Yeah,
I was working the boards tonight.
I
was behind the scenes. I have a lot of people that was calling in. And
yes, because I just got a text from somebody. Yes, they're still online.
Oh, well, my remarks are this.
You want to see? Can we try to bring him in real quick,
Sonya.
Fully?
Freak Sonya. I already texted her hours ago.
You want
she
me?
Just texted.
No,
she
listen,
couldn't
no,
get
wait,
in.
We're gonna do some Uli real quick. Uli, let's see their answer to you. I'm gonna bring him on now. I'm gonna just click the button. Here you go. First person online. 862-216. Answer. Who we got online?
Hello.
Hello.
Your name?
This is Sonya.
Hi, Sonya.
Sonya.
It is I. Well,
right, Sonya.
I'm going to do this real quick. We were talking about relationships and how certain things go wrong and why they go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they go wrong, why everything just falls apart for you in the next relationship. Mm-hmm. The communication that you all were talking about is key.
Yes.
It is key. And my first thing now that I've gotten a lot older is don't get mad at me when I pull a U on you.
Yes, you better talk that talk.
So I'm going to put it out there at first. I'm going to put it out there first. Don't put me in a menage a trois without my permission.
Don't get mad when I like it better than your finger I'm supposed to like it.
Hello. That's what I'm saying.
We got to wrap it up, Julie.
Okay.
All right, so we got to go. Let me give you my closing remarks. If you have had a relationship and you're cheated on, either way, male or female, talk it out first. See what the problem was. See how serious it was. If you can work it out, work it out. I love love. I never tell anybody to leave anybody unless it really has to work out. Work it out. I've done it. I mean, I might kill you and then work it out, but work it out. I love you guys. Tune in next week. Every morning talk show. Peace out.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Julie,
good night.
Every Woman Talk Show. Listen to me every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. on Shadow World Radio. If anybody knows me, we know. I keep it real. I don't stick a phone anything. Listen in.